Spirits! Today's episode is called My Gift, My Curse. What is your gift exactly? Well, it's a talent given to you by your creator. And a lot of us have so many gifts, but sometimes our gifts can actually be a curse. Kind of like a catch-22, if you will. You're damned if you have it, you're damned if you don't. Well, Matthew 22:37 says, Yeshua said, love Jehovah and love your neighbor as thyself. Let's talk about it, spirits.
I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but. Let go.
Access granted.
Where do I start? Spirits! Police do not have the right to touch you excessively, period. It is so much stuff to uncover. Spirits. What are they teaching these children in school, child? Okay, just saying, know your laws, know your laws. Well, I have an opinion and I'm going to voice it, so. Can someone please explain to me, how is that godly? Ask yourself this question. No one is talking about it. And if they are, they're not telling you where to get it. No, okay, wait a minute. I was not ready for that laugh. Wait. Spirits. Am I right? I mean, like, I'm right. The fuck? No, seriously, that really happened. Okay, so let's talk about it. Okay, so let's talk about it then. Are you following your purpose? How did we get here? Bitch, I caught the bus. Nobody's supposed to be here. Spirits, grand rising. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you are listening to this, beautiful spirited butterflies of Barigani. And welcome back to my podcast. Yes. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to Miss Kiki Kamau, My First Amendment Podcast. I feel like I never know the title of my own podcast, which is so sad. But guess what day it is? Yeah. Today is October, I believe October 27th, yes. And it's 5 o'clock in the morning. I don't know too many people that will wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning to do a podcast to talk to only about 6 or 7 people, no more than 10, but hey, here we are. How are you doing, spirits? How's everything going on in your day, in your life, in your week? Let's really talk about it, get into it. I hope all is well with you, beautiful spirits, and I definitely want to thank you so much for coming back to my channel. If you are new, or if you're not new and you just haven't done it yet, don't forget to hit that subscribe button and support your girl. I have a podcast that comes out every Wednesday, so definitely do not miss out on that and building that community, you know what I mean? So let's talk about it. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good afternoon. Like I said before, what is this episode called? My Gift, My Curse, right? So I published I have a blog on my website, spirits, at www.kamauempire.com. Let me get a little closer to the mic. I tend to pull back a little bit because I actually don't record all the time with a microphone, so. Oh my goodness, guess what's coming up? Oh my, I think it's Sunday, right? And supposedly he has a new movie out, Michael Myers. So actually go see that. I don't really go to movie theaters like that, but I saw somebody post it on Facebook and I'm like, I should go. I didn't even know that. I mean, I'm more focused on Candyman that just came out, but I guess Michael Myers is still out here doing his thing. But yeah. Yes, yes, yes. Happy Halloween. Because you will not be getting another episode by the time Halloween hits. So happy, happy Halloween. Anyone has any, anyone plan on doing anything crazy, dressing up in any type of sexy cat outfits? Does anyone still do cat outfits? Is that still a thing? I don't know. Okay, so I feel like I'm all over the place, but it's the morning greeting, so I'm supposed to be all over the place. But let me tone it down just a little bit because I was talking about my blog. I published a blog on Sunday, and it's my blog is called Asking for a Friend, and it's on my website, Spirits, if you don't already know. But that blog was titled, When is Enough Enough? That specific blog. So basically, I was attempting to decipher why we as people will break our backs to make other people happy at our own expenses, right? A lot of us have gifts. Sometimes our gift could be hair, singing, you know, writing, dancing, you know, building things. I don't know, seeing into the future. Whatever these gifts are or talents are that's given to you by your creator. Sometimes spirits, they can be abused by other people. You know, the ones that we're trying to help. They can abuse our powers. And not our powers. I sound like a witch. But no, they actually can abuse our gifts and things like that. Make us feel used or manipulated or just taken for granted in some way. And I know you're probably thinking, well, if you have the true spirit of God or the Holy Spirit and things like that, you wouldn't have those thoughts. But as a human being, spirits, we all start to think, am I being pooped on right now? Because this person borrows my car every day. Am I being pooped on right now? This person asks me for money every day and I give it to them. Am I being pooped on right now? This person, I let them borrow my clothes. They haven't given it back. I mean, I don't know their situation, but you know what I mean? It starts to play a part in your head where you're starting to ask yourself, is this person pooping on me? And that's, you're probably like, why does she keep saying pooping? Because I'm about to curse and I'm trying not to because it's way too early in the morning for that. But yes. So in the blog, I broke down biblical points of view, and I always try to give you quotes from someone of stature, you know, someone of importance. I try to bring it back to the topic of the discussion, spirit. So let me explain. I am a very altruistic person. Altruistic is someone who is very selfless, someone who cares about other people, want them to do great, want them to be amazing, without even considering them their own selves, you know, their own happiness, their own thoughts, their own mental health. Okay, right. I mean, let's get into it. And sometimes we have to take a step back and go, wait a minute, is my gift a curse? Like, it's a gift to others, but is it a curse to me? Dong, dong, dong. Oh, okay, that would have been perfect if I had my... I don't know what that was. That was an accident, but if I had my don 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 thing at the right time, that would have been dope. But I can't even find it right now. Oh, here it is. Right. So let's talk about my week. And then we'll, you know, get into this podcast spirit. So my week has been pretty simple. I've been out of work for a week now. My job that I just recently had at the dental lab, oh my goodness, spirits, if I tell you this, everyone's gonna be like, Sue, but no, seriously, they basically told me that my niece was not the only person in my family that was gonna pass away, and I need to get over it, and I need to be reliable and get back to work. Let me tell you something. There's one thing I will not do, and that is take orders from a colonizer. And I'm not saying that they were colonizers, but they had colonizer, they had a colonizer mentality. And to me, only a colonizer would say some old fucked up shit like she's not the only person that's gonna die in your family. I don't know what the fuck that means, because I know people pass away all the time. But to say that in a time of grievance, I mean, I said some stuff to people too, but you're a company, bruh. At the end of the day, you're a company, bruh. All right? So that's that. I had to leave that alone. Like, I had to leave that alone. And I just started diving into my gift spirits. Like, honestly, you know, I believe that my gifts are writing, making people laugh, making people feel heard, making people feel loved, you know, just that connection that I have. And at some points it is a curse, you know, but we're going to talk about it. But yeah, so in my week, you know, I was focusing on my podcast, my blog, filming my YouTube videos. I had to restart school all over again because, I low-key dropped out, after my niece passing. My sister moved out of my apartment, so just been doing a lot of cleaning and reconfiguration, trying to figure out, you know, if I'm moving, if I'm staying. I don't know if I'm going or coming anymore. And I finished up a logo, and I'm about to finish up a website on my website. So good things are happening. And, you know, like I said, we're going to continue to talk about it. But this episode, we're diving head first into Dave Chappelle, who he is, what he's all about, and how he has helped the Black community. Also, a list of celebrities that has put their gifts on hold to make sure that they take care of their family first and foremost. So if you haven't already, hit that subscribe button. Check your girl out. We're about to get into the show. Lego.
When you sacrifice yourself for other people, you make them a thief because they are stealing from you what you need and they don't even know it. By Iyanla Vanzant. Welcome back to my podcast, Spirits. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to My First Amendment with Miss Kiki Kamau. And I am your host, and this damn segment is about Dave Chappelle. I couldn't bring this title up, My Gift, My Curse, if I didn't bring up Dave Chappelle. First and foremost, Dave Chappelle is a huge inspiration of mine. Just the fact that he's, you know, he's not afraid to speak on who he is and what he's about. He's not afraid to speak on, you know, what he believes in. But also just the fact that he kind of got his start. You know, he was a comedian. You know, he did stand up and things like that. But he wrote and did his own sketches in his own television show, the Chappelle Show. So I don't want people to forget that, okay? Dave Chappelle wrote and probably even helped direct. You know, I'm sure he told people, you know, where to go and things like that. So I'm definitely sure, you know, he did that on his show. And when they attempted to change the narrative, he made sure that it was not so, right? But let's talk about who Dave Chappelle is first, Spirits. For those of you who do not know, David Kari Webber Chappelle is an American stand-up comedian and actor. He has received numerous accolades, including 5 Emmy Awards and 3 Grammy Awards, as well as the Mark Twain Prize. So again, like I said, he's widely known for the Chappelle Show. And Dave believed that his gift is to make people laugh. And he does that so beautifully in all of his stand-ups, because he doesn't just hit on one person or one community. He hits on all. Well, he did in the beginning, right?
But we all eventually change our focus points, you know, once time permits. So when he first started out, nobody in the world that I can remember had a problem when he had a skit called The Niggers. Hate to say it, but does anybody remember that skit? And if I can recall, nobody had a problem with him saying nigger. Okay? But yet and still, now people have a problem with him saying almost any and everything. I remember watching a stand-up of Dave, and he said that he was about to do a show or something like that, and a woman came to him. I'm not sure if she was like, you know, one of the producers or someone from the agency or the television company or anything like that. But she told him not to say, I think it was like gay or homosexual or something like that. Or I think it was the word faggot. I cannot remember. I think it was, though. Or it could have been punk or whatever. And he said, how come you're okay with me saying the N-word, but I can't say that? And she said, because you're not a homosexual or anything like that, so you would be offending them. And he said, well, I'm not an N-word either. And I may not be quoting that correctly, but from my recollection, that is what I took from it, is that, you know, people are so quick to change your narrative. Even when you are a good person and your intentions are to do good things for people, people are so quick to change the narrative and make you out to be something totally different. But Dave Chappelle fought for it, right? He fought for his career, he fought for his comedy and things of that nature. But again, I don't remember any person, and let me just say this, if you are a true African American, Aboriginal, Israelite, whatever you want to call yourself, spirits, you would be bothered by the N-word. I know I am. I can't stand that word. I fucking hate it. Okay? However, no one says boo about it. People rap it in rap songs. They let colonizers say it. I was married to one. And I was so opposed to him saying it. And when he did, when I tell you I went off, there was words. Honey, there were words. Okay? You will rarely catch me saying, and I literally only did it in this podcast to give an example. But you will rarely catch me saying that stupid ass word unless I am highly, 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 highly upset. And even then, I contemplate, I don't know. It's a very divisive word. So any Aboriginal Israelite should be offended by that word, because that is not your true tag, okay? That is not your true identity, okay? That is not your race. That is not your color. That is not your ethnicity. That is not nothing, okay? That is an ignorant person with the ER. That's what nigger means in the dictionary. Ignorant person. So are you condoning the fact that you are an ignorant person, spirit? I don't think so. You're not ignorant. Mm-mm. Not my spirit. But nobody had a problem with that. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. When I seen that skit, I was like, I'm sorry, what? And it was like based in black and white times. Like he really, you know what I mean? Pushed the envelope and buttons, but nobody said boo about it. Woo! But here we are in 2021. Okay, spirits, and everybody and their mama got something to say about Dave Chappelle. But I don't give a damn about everybody and their mama. Okay? Spirits, this is specifically for the black culture. And that's every person who considers themselves brown, black, African-American, African, Haitian, Jamaican, what have you, Aboriginal, even woke. If you consider yourself one of those things, I don't care what sexual orientation you have. There would be no hate for Dave Chappelle as much as he rides for the African American community. I think, and I'm about to just land this plane here and wrap it up. But basically, when he dropped the mic on his final episode, Closer, on his Netflix series, on the Netflix show, his last words were, "Don't punch down on my people." When he say my people, he was talking comedians. He was talking African Americans. So if you are a person that considered himself liking the same sex and you don't like Dave Chappelle, but you are of an African descent, something is seriously brewed somewhere. Some evil is seriously brewed somewhere in your system. And to be honest, you are a true slave to the colonizer world because you are allowing them to change the narrative. That man straight up said he rides for all. His jokes were never honed in, targeted on specifically the alphabet community. He always talked, if anything, he targeted colonizers more than anything. But as you see, spirits, colonizers make up the majority of the LGBTQ community. Facts. Let's stop playing with ourselves. And they're the ones that's really controlling the narrative. And it's so sad that African-American LGBTQ community are jumping in. Just like when Loretta, I believe it was Loretta Scott King. Am I right or am I saying that wrong? Sometimes I have to look it up to make sure that I'm not. Coretta Scott King. I knew it was Coretta Loretta. I apologize. Coretta Scott King. And it, you know, it was on the tip of my tongue and I still say it. Just like when she joined the feminist movement. You know, when we as African Americans, Black people, we feel like we have to choose a side. And we shouldn't feel that way. We should just be who we are, and then they should accept it. Not the other way around. That's weird as hell. And backwards. So, I had to get that off my chest because Dave Chappelle stands a lot for the African-American community. And just like he said in his comedy stand-up, that he rides for all people. He has no hate in his heart for any race or any sexual orientation. Or anyone with a different sexual orientation than his, I guess I would say. Yeah, and still we want to chop him down. So before I let you go, spirits, I want to ask you this question. And I want you to ask yourself this question. If you hate a man that speaks up for himself and is true to his identity, do you also hate yourself? People are allowed to have thoughts and opinions. Back in my day, people said what the fuck they wanted to say. And there was no websites to attack people. They would just come knocking on your door or whatever the case may be. But now, forks and pitches have become the new Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. And that's cool. I don't believe in cancel culture. I believe that they are just very weak, insecure people that are afraid of the truth. And I say, the truth will set you free. Spirits, that was the damn segment for Dave Chappelle. In a nutshell, he has a gift. He was given a gift of comedy, laughter, making people feel good, making people feel loved. And somewhere, somehow, some way, it went airy. It went astray. And I'm sure he's contemplating to himself, is this now, am I being cursed? You know, so I just wanted to bring that, shed that light. And if you have any comments, questions, concerns about that particular segment, hit me up on my website at www.kamauempire.com. That's www.kamauempire.com. And thank you so much for listening, spirits. Bad boys, bad boys. Oh, what you gonna do? Oh, what you gonna do when they come for you? I was just watching Bad Boys 2 last night, spirits. And I gotta be honest with you. Or actually, Bad Boys 3. Was it Bad Boys for Life? And it was just not as great as the second one. Once you do a second, spirits, if you can think of a third movie that topped the first and second, please let me know. Please let me know. But this is Know Your Laws. And this is pretty simple. I'm sure you already know because this is the title of the show. It's My First Amendment. My First Amendment. The First Amendment, I apologize, gives you the what? Let me get a jump roll, please. I think it's the freedom of speech. And you should be able to, you know, say what you want to say and how you feel. Am I right or am I right? It's just unfortunate that in this day and age in this society that a lot of us are not allowed to speak on it. I advise everyone to get a podcast, especially celebrities. So that way that gives you another identity. When people are trying to tell your story, you get to go back in and change that narrative. So for everyone who do not know Spirit's the First Amendment, so get out there, tell your story, tell them how you feel, keep it real. Because like I said, and I'm going to always say until the day I die, the truth will set you free. There is nothing better than knowing when you go to bed at night, there is nothing out there that anyone can utilize against you that can hurt you. And that there's nothing out there that's pondering you like, should I have told that person and da da da, or, you know, we only get one shot in this life, spirits. Make that shit count. So if telling your truth means hurting people's feelings, apologize along the way and keep that shit moving.
You're fired!
Spirits! Welcome back to another episode of You're Fired. The last episode, I actually talked about Dunkin' Donuts, where I worked from age, I believe I was about, 18 to 19, really. I don't think any real time passed. That job kind of came and went. But then moving on. But yes, spirit, so I literally got fired on my day off, just like in the movie Friday. It really happens. So moving on, so after that job, I ended up going back to McDonald's, but this time I was working at the McDonald's on, was that Florida Avenue over there by the big tower, by Review Terrace Projects, which is where I grew up. I almost said belong, but I do not, I do not belong, but that's where I grew up. Started off actually from ages birth to 10. Fun, not so fun times. But anyways, Mickey D's. So that was my second time working at McDonald's, spirits. And this time was a different, it was just totally different. I was 19. I was a lot more promiscuous. I was a little bit more out there. I was trying to test the water, see what the hell was going on in the world, because I actually was getting ready to join the military. And I don't know. I was just trying to, I was starting to get cold feet, and I just wanted to kind of see, you know, what was going on out there in the world. So when I was working at McDonald's, okay, I don't even know where to start, to be honest with you. But first and foremost, let me apologize to Dimples, because she is the one that got me that opportunity. And I'll never forget. I think I want to say I left on bad terms, I want to say. And I think she said that she would never get me a job at McDonald's again. So thank you, Dimples. I do appreciate that, for that job opportunity. I really did, though. But yeah, so man, I was a mess at that freaking store. I really was. I was like kissing the janitor in like the freezer closet and whatnot. And like, I want to say he was married or engaged. I don't remember. Shoot me down. I know. But I was young. I was young. And hey, he came on to me. Okay. Nope, that's not an excuse. I know. I met Bianca. My boo-boo. My first lesbian love affair. Spirits are like, "Wah?" Yeah, believe it or not. which is why I ride so hard for Dave Chappelle. I don't want to just jump back into that topic, but at the same time, it's like there's no hate there. Just because you feel how you feel doesn't mean that you hate. You know what I mean? Or you think how you think or whatever. Like, hate is hate. If I hate you, I hate you, period. You know what I mean? But yeah, so back to Bianca. It was so funny how I met her, because I believe she was on Fries and I was on Register. And I believe that I like needed Fries like quickly, and you know, she was just kind of like not moving as fast, I believe. And I just don't really recall the whole situation, and I hope B can explain it a little bit further for anyone who really ever wants to know. But I went over there and I was just like kind of aggravated, I think, and was like letting her know that, you know, maybe she was moving too slow or something. I don't really remember what happened, but I know she kind of cocked back an attitude, like kind of jumped at me in such a way, like in this boyish manner. Now, Spears, here's the funniest fucking thing ever. I did not know Bianca was a girl until I looked at her. But from my first perception, I was like, who is this little boy think he is? I was like, who does little boy think he is? You know, this little short, little light-skinned boy. And she was exactly that. Okay, she still is exactly that. Now she's a short, light-skinned man. but yeah, I thought, you know, she had an attitude, so I was like, you know, what you trying to jump bad, you know? But she really made it seem like she was gonna whoop my ass, which was crazy because she was short. And to me, that's crazy. Okay. So I don't know what happened, but when I looked at her face, I just thought to myself, this person. And then that's when I saw, you know, she was a girl. I was like, oh my gosh, this girl is beautiful. I mean, I instantly fell in awe. I was like, who is this little dude person? You know, how can I learn more? Where are they from? And I just got to learn this person and their character and their family and their friends. And B had this friend I used to call Charlie Bucket, because he looked like a black Charlie Bucket from fucking Willy Wonka. And like, he had the big ass head, you know, he had the same teeth and the mannerisms. Like, he was fucking Charlie Bucket reincarnated. But also I met, you know, my friend Marquise, and we were pretty cool. Also, I mean, I'm telling you, I don't even know, Spirits. I was all over the place. I'm not gonna lie. It was McDonald's. That's where I felt I went back to my love of salads, because thanks to Sex and the City, I fell in love with salads. And so when I was working at McDonald's, I would eat a salad on my lunch. I would take a salad home. I think I would steal salads too. Remind you, I take from jobs. So that was definitely one of the jobs that I took from, for sure. I mean, I took as much as I could. I mean, hey, life is not easy. One day, me and Marquise was walking home in our McDonald's uniform, and a few colonizers drove by. I believe they probably were little Caucasian boys that went to Chamberlain. And those little mother effers threw eggs at us. And I was pissed. First of all, they stopped their car. They say some old ignorant ass shit. I can't even remember what they said. And then they threw eggs at us. So I had a big ass cup of juice in my hand from McDonald's. And I used to love to mix my McDonald's drinks. I'll put Dr. Pepper, orange juice, Sprite, and fruit punch. Still to this day. And if you do that, spirits, let me know. And if you haven't done the spirits, try it. It's so delicious. So I took my cup of juju juice and threw that shit on them. That made them mad. So they drove off and came back around. Man, when I tell you, me and Marquise took off through the woods like we was assed out. My dumb ass fell like you would see the Caucasian girls in hot and scary movies. Yep, that was me. Like in real life, I fell. I'm telling you. Cannot make this shit up. So I fell. I ran home. When I Marquise kept running. He kept running without me, bro. Like B would have never did that. But when I finally got home, I was looking for my gun because I was gonna shoot. Well, actually, I was looking for my sister's gun because I was gonna shoot Marquise. And I was going to go back and shoot those colonizers. But needless to say, McDonald's, that last job before I went into the military really brought the thug out of me. Thanks to B. Thanks to just living in the area that I was in and hanging out with B and going to Silver Springs and, you know, taking me back to my roots right before I left. So definitely brought me back to hard times. And your girl was out there getting it. So who do I want to fire on that particular at McDonald's? I want to fire Marquise. Cause motherfucker, you left me taking shot. I was literally taking grenades. I was in the trenches taking grenades, bruh. And you left me. In the gutter. And so
you're fired.
Spirits, it is story time. So the reason why I called this episode, and I left room. This podcast is a little bit shorter. This episode, and as far as the segments are concerned, because I wanted to leave room for story time. Because this episode really, I wanted to still keep in light of the script and context. But I also wanted to, you know, hone it in and bring in and wrap it up and make sure that everyone understand the title, My Gift, My Curse. So basically, like I said before in previous podcasts, and I can't tell you how many, so many, but I believe that my gift is loving others, you know. I believe that if God blessed me with anything, I'm supposed to, you know, share it with the world. And lo and behold, God gives me a roof over my head. I must bless others. And for some reason, I really feel like anybody and everyone can live with me. Anybody and everyone can drive my car. Anybody and everyone can wear my clothes because I'm going to die one day. What the hell? Why not? That is a problem that I have. And the reason why it's a problem, spirits, is because people will take advantage and they will not be grateful. And you're left with this empty feeling of regret, animosity, Some have hate. I don't know. But at the end of the day, you start to question your gift. You know? Since I have gotten this apartment, I have not lived alone, spirits. And I have been in this apartment for about two years now, I want to say. I think I just hit my 2-year mark here now in October this month. So, yippee-yi-yo-ki-yi. Okay. Kudos to me for lasting 2 years. But at the same time, spirits, how was those 2 years spent? Was it spent me getting to know myself more, my children more, my gifts more, developing my business? Yes and no, but also losing my mind at the same time because I'm opening my doors for family members that doesn't give a hoot nanny. Sticking me with excessive bills, asking for money back, knowing that they have more than me and you lived with me and you gave me money for rent, but then now you are choosing to move out early because of a certain situation. And I'm not just talking about one particular person here. Every time I open my doors, my heart, to a family member, I literally get shitted on. Then I start to question myself, should I continue to do this? So here's what I've decided to do, spirits. And I don't know if you are deciding this, but if you are, let's take this journey together. In my blog, I really didn't get to hone in on what I was trying to say when it comes to that little voice inside of you. But I don't care how much of a giver or a lover or a joker or whatever the case may be as gift that you have. If it doesn't sit well in your spirit, if something is telling you, hey, I'm not happy, boom, that's the first inclination. I'm not happy. I'm feeling a little off. I'm not my best self. And if you're not your best self, how, in fact, can you be someone else's best self? You know, how can you be great for someone else? I mean, it's like your whole life, you know, you try to basically build yourself up to this awesome character that you want to be, right? And you're blowing up your balloon and you're getting there and you're getting there. But the more you allow people to take your balloon and inhale from it and suck in your air, they're draining you. And your balloon deflates. Same metaphor for a cup, a full cup. People pour into your cup. You pour into others. But sometimes you pour so much into others that yours become empty. In my blog, I put a picture of a man holding an umbrella with holes in it, but trying to cover up someone else. And I wrap that up with saying, you know, basically, our mental health can be affected if God give you these beautiful gifts, you know. But I've said this before, your mind is the most powerful thing. God gives you these beautiful gifts. You share these beautiful gifts with the world. The world denies it. The world takes it. The world manipulates it. The world abuses it. And you're left with feelings of loneliness, feelings of anxiety, feelings of needing to be somewhere, or go somewhere, or feeling of restlessness, or I'm not happy, or this is not enough, or feelings of, you know, having sleepless nights of I'm not where I want to be, or financially I'm hurting, or, you know, I don't have peace because I used to do yoga in my bathroom and now I can't do yoga in my bathroom because everyone is in my bathroom or my living room, or I can't, you know, I can't go garden in my yard now because my family's there or my friends, or, you know, when things like that are hindering you from being your best self, it affects your mental health. And some people believe that mental health is not real, but is anxiety real? Because that's a form of mental health. Is sleepless nights real? Because that's a form of mental health. Is depression real? Feeling unloved, unwanted, feeling hopeless, feeling lonely, feeling alone, feeling useless, feeling unheard. That's a form of mental health. So I'm saying no more, spirits. No more. And I want you to say no more with me. I want you to smile every day knowing that you are your best self and no one is going to stop you from being happy. And that little voice inside of you will go away because it knows that you no longer need it. Because you now have set your standards at the Most High, following your Creator, because you know you deserve the greatest and the best. And the gifts that was given to you will no longer be a curse towards you, but maybe a curse for others because they won't get to bask in your greatness. It was very important that I brought up Ayana as far as her quote because I was watching some of her videos on YouTube. And in one of her videos, she was speaking on if I can remember, because sometimes I'll forget. She was speaking on, and let me just go back in my phone here because I think I have it in my phone. I'm not really sure. Boundaries. That's what it was. Setting boundaries. Knowing your limits. So today I strongly advise you, spirits, to set boundaries for your gifts, for your loved ones, and for yourself. Don't let anyone drain your cup because you're trying to fill theirs up. Love them as much as you can, and that's okay. God says, love thy neighbor as thyself. But if you don't love yourself because your mental health is being affected by the ones that you love the most because you're feeling rejected, then it's okay to walk away and say, I love you. And for now, I'm going to love you from afar until I get myself back on track. Because I don't know who I am anymore. And that's okay, spirits. So I'm telling you for now and for the rest of your life, set boundaries. Accept your gift. Continue to love others. But when you start to have that little voice inside of you, or is keeping you up at night, or is making you sit on the toilet way too long thinking about some shit, then get up and do something about it. Until then, fly high, spirits. Thank you for listening. Oh my goodness. I want to thank you so much for coming back to my channel, coming back to my podcast. I do believe I have about 6 beautiful returning listeners every week. So I just want to thank you so much. I want to say that may God bless you, your family, with so much abundance of fruitfulness, financial stability, great health, great wealth. Thank you so much for listening to all the newcomers as well. So much blessings coming your way, and I thank you. If you want to know more about me, please check out my website at www.kamalempire.com, where I am my own public relations firm, small firm. So right now I currently am diving into websites, logos. Eventually I'll be getting more equipment where I can definitely do photography as well. And then also, you know, I have my poetry speeches. If you want to book me for poetry speaking, as well as storybook reading for children, which I love, I do it for my children. Also I have a blog on there, asking for a friend. Don't forget to check that out, and so much more on my website. If you are looking to be a part of the show, if you have some thoughts, opinions, and things like that, you can leave me a message, you can comment, or you can hit me up on my website again under the podcast forum, spirits. Please do not hesitate to hit that subscribe button, become a member on the website as well as the podcast, so we can continue to bring this friendship a little bit closer together. Don't forget to check me out on Instagram. My handles as an artist is Ms. Kiki underscore Kamau 87. That's M-Z-K-I-K-I underscore K-A-M-A-U 87. My business page handle for Instagram is Kamau Empire PR. That's K-A-M-A-U-E-M-P-I-R-E-P-R. Totally dope there. I'm going to be definitely dropping some dope videos on marketing strategies and starting a business 101. On my artist page, you'll see like my YouTube channel and things of that nature, my podcast, behind the scenes, everything there is to know that I'm working on putting out into the future. But again, my website literally brings it all in home for you, spirits, let you know what it's all about. But check me out on my YouTube channel. It is now up and running with, I believe, 3 poetry videos right now and more coming soon every Friday? Yup. So definitely be on the lookout for that. Like I said before, I dropped my latest blog, When Is Enough Enough, on my website. A new blog comes out every Sunday, so be on the lookout for that as well. My YouTube channel is Miss Kiki Kamau. Pretty simple there. But you can also find me on TikTok, Miss Kiki Kamau, and as well as Snapchat, which is KWOMAC90. I hate that name, but I can't change it. So it is what it is, spirits. But until next time, I look forward to hearing from you. I look forward to empathizing from you, or with you. I apologize. And I look forward to talking to you. Until then, fly high, spirits.